there, outposters, and welcome to another live stream. I've got Sean here, as usual. How are you doing, Sean?
How's it going, boys?
And not George Lucas, couldn't make it today because, I don't know, he's a pansy. I don't know, whatever it is, cold or something, or COVID, or he's bleeding out his eyes. I don't know. None of it's an excuse as far as I'm concerned. So, taking his place today, just kind of out of nowhere, we just got the call in, is Gotta Have My Pops, or Pops for short. How you doing?
Buenos dias.
He is our artist and extraordinaire. All the great artwork that you've seen on the site, that is him, and he is fantastic. And I need to give him more work because there's more stuff I want done. So, and you know, I do want to thank him. I want to thank, I mentioned this last week, and I wanted to say all this to everybody. You know, the Last Movie Outpost been going on. We just hit like 2.5 years. Working into three. It'll be three in, I believe, August. So, you know, Stark, you've been amazing. You've been just, you know, punching it every day like a machine. Just there's at least 2 to 4 stories every day from Stark. You can count on it. McLeod, you've been there from the beginning. You don't put out as much, but you always edit our stuff amazingly. And when you do put out something, you put out something fantastic, like behind the scenes of Predator, or some really in-depth article that I just... We'll sit there and just go through and go, where'd he find all this stuff? So really great stuff. Sean, thank you. You've been here every Sunday, and I appreciate that. And George, you've also been here, and, you know, we gave you shit for not being here today. It's totally fine because I know you're making all these other videos for us and keeping the YouTube channel alive. Sean Bird, he's been our SEO guy. He's been doing a great job. And our newest guy, Eggy, who has been putting out stories, been very exciting. And, you know, if I missed anybody, I am sorry. I don't think I've missed anybody. Pops, do you think I missed anybody? I don't think so. Renage, maybe?
Never heard ever.
A couple of guys who signed up initially, but don't really contribute.
Yeah, there's all those guys.
Like me.
Well, you contribute. You could, you know, hey, look, the artwork is not nothing. It is very hard to find a decent artist, and so even if you don't do as much, what you do is stuff that none of us can freaking do. So, and if you want to join our team, you know, we really could use some help with marketing, helping us figure out where to boost, where to, you know, making sure our SEO is correct, that sort of thing. Sean's been doing a great job, but I think that while we're doing good, if you search, you'll find us at the top. We're just not getting the clicks that I would hope. So I think that's just, you know, we can keep doing it this way. Eventually we will, but I'd like to kind of push that. So whatever, if somebody's out there has got some great ideas on helping us market the site a little bit better, I've tried Google Ads, I've tried other things. I have been a pinnacle of failure, and I'm going to have to keep trying. So I'm looking for some help for that kind of thing.
The secret, preferably a very attractive mid-20-year-old woman with big titties. That seems to be – I've noticed on Facebook, like Instagram, if you've got one of the crew is like a very attractive girl – it's, so like you get on these gun pages on Facebook, it'll just be a chick and she's like, oh, here's me at the range, and there's like 140,000 followers, like nobody's coming there to get her advice on how to shoot, you know.
Hey, look, if there's a hot girl that would like to wear a bikini and maybe drape like webcams all over her, or you know, DVDs, I don't care. I'm down with that. I'm not above clickbait.
I'm sure we can find some lady that'll help us out with that, especially with you know, the economy and the trash. There's probably some webcam girl out there that doesn't have, you know,
yes,
people, inflation, you know, she's not getting the dono she used to be. So,
well, and if she gets on here, we can also continue to not pay her. But
never underestimate the drawing power of 4 guys with graying beards.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you can overestimate that. I don't think it's possible.
her payment will be getting attention from respected men of age like us.
Yeah.
Did that sound creepy? Because I don't know.
You know, basically at this point, everything we say sounds creepy.
It's
just the hazard of getting this old.
Speaking of creepy, your new movie news was great Saturday. Batman edit of dude, I was losing it over that.
I just get worried when I see like, wow, zero comments. Okay, apparently it's been received. Nobody. This is one of those if you can't say anything nice moments, don't say anything at all. I'm guessing.
I start to comment every week, but I'm like, oh no, you know that looks like a self licking ice cream, you know, and like, oh, he's just one of those shields that works there, so of course he likes it.
Hey, like I said, I'm shameless. I'll take any shills. I'll take all that stuff.
I did like.
Don't
it
mind me. I'm just working with my settings.
I can see that. You keep blinking out there on me. I'm going, I did. Wow.
You're just, I did like it with all seven of my Sock Puppet YouTube accounts, though, so that might help.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are you back?
I am, but I noticed that my headset is not working. My speakers are coming on, but I'm not getting nothing through the headset. So this is just purely decoration.
I would say I'm pretty sure the microphone you're using is on your laptop and not.
That makes sense now.
Some shit.
Yeah. But you know, you continue to wear it bizarrely. Go for it. That's fine. Whatever works for you.
It looks high tech.
Sure. That's what it looks like. I'm trying to adjust some of these framings. I tell you, I have to move this camera and do all kinds of things with it. It seems like it's like I don't touch it all week. It just sits here in the same place that it was when I hit the stop streaming button. And yet, when I get back on, everything's all moved. I don't understand why. Bad dogs.
Putin did it.
Putin, yes. It's all Putin's fault.
Blame Putin.
Yeah, I had fun making that one. I was playing with some of the green screen effects and that sort of thing.
It was great. The Batman one and the Gotham City skit was hilarious. It was all great, man. It was all good.
I'm going to have to switch this over just me and Sean for a while because every time you blink out like that, the Skype logo then takes up all
yeah, like both of 98% of the screen.
I don't know why.
I'll leave it alone.
It's all right. We run a professional.
Don't touch it. Stop it.
Stop it. Slap his hand. Put your hands on the up where you can keep them away. Don't tempt yourself.
Yes.
So
you'll go blind.
I got to see the new Spider-Man yesterday.
Yeah. So let's talk about, because I completely spoiled the crap out of it. Although at this point, I don't think you could have gotten away from being spoiled.
Yeah. But, yeah. You was right. I think it's one of Marvel's, the MCU's best. If I don't know if it's the best, but man, it ranks up there with the best efforts out of that. Definitely the best thing to come out of Phase 4.
Oh, absolutely.
Low bar, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. It's as good quality as anything that come out of, you know, the Avengers Infinity War era, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I liked it a lot. I've rewatched it couple of times, and since when you know everything that's happening, it's not that it isn't enjoyable, but I'm not, you know, again, this is going to be a time thing, but I'm not sure it quite has the replay value yet of Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
But it is good. It is really good. But yeah, you know, these are one of those things that takes time. It takes, you know, You've seen it a couple of times. You let everything settle in and take its place and I don't think that's something we could figure out, you know, quite yet.
But, man, it was so good to see Tobey Maguire back, you know, because that's still Spider-Man to me. That is, you know, Spider-Man 2 is, I don't care what anybody says, is one of the best comic book movies ever made, in my opinion. And that's just like my opinion, man. But that's still a pretty...
Yeah, that's just like opinion, man.
Yeah, I still hold that one to pretty high. That train battle sequence and all that. And
Tobey Maguire did have the best facial expressions.
Oh, yeah. Those, you know...
he's shitting his pants.
It was, you know, they didn't seem, I didn't really notice it watching it, but when you see the frozen screenshots all over the internet and memes, you're like, oh boy, yeah. I bet he regrets that. But yeah, I liked it.
I don't know if you guys ever watched the How It Should Have Ended, the little cartoons they do. And they did Spider-Man No Way Home. It's like, here's a bright idea. How about you get all this shit worked out before you cast this incredibly dangerous spell that could tear apart the universe?
Yeah.
So then they're on a chalkboard. They got it all figured out. It's like, here's another bright idea. How about you just make everybody forget Mysterio said anything? Oh, yeah. It's those kinds of things that just make the whole movie just fall apart.
One weird thing about it to me was that the two other Spider-Men were nowhere near as sort of like amazed that they were in. You get Garfield's like a little bit, you know, like, oh, I knew it. There's multiple. But Tobey Maguire just sort of, it's just like another Tuesday for him.
First rodeo.
By the time he's like the age he is now in that Spider-Man universe, maybe he's, you know, who knows what he's seen. So, but I was like, you know, my first thought would be, how the hell do I get back home? I don't care about your problem, man. Is this reversible? Okay, then I'll help you. But my first thought would be, you know, but whatever. It's a comic book movie. Comic book rules still apply. But I liked it a lot, man.
Yeah.
I'm like you on some of the weird questions, though, it brings up. Though, like, what happened to all this stuff of the media and, you know, newspapers that had Peter Parker on, you know, that you can forget it, but there's all this media you know, proof.
There is something to be said that they're really making Doctor Strange into the new Tony Stark, because apparently Doctor Strange is pretty much responsible for all this shit. And he's got, you know, he constantly is screwing up, you know, things. And I'm
anytime
like,
there's something you can't explain, a wizard did it.
A wizard did it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tony Stark was the one that messed up most of the universe, you know, between Ultron and, you know, making weapons and all the mistakes he made. And now that he's out there, oh, we need another fuck up. Who we got? Ah, Doctor Strange. He's pretty. He'll fuck up things.
That's an interesting thing that I've kind of noticed about the MCU is that most of the major problems are created by the heroes themselves, and instead of it being something completely external. And I thought, well, that early on, I thought, well, they're doing that because they're building towards the Civil War, obviously. But, you know, then it keeps going. It's like, what good are having these superpowered people if, like, the biggest threats to the world come from them, from their own hubris and stupidity? It's like, what we were safer without Tony Stark's, you know, Ultron invention and the whatnot, you know. So it's kind of a weird thing, I guess, but I don't know if that's intentional or what. But
we saved you from the thing that we caused.
Yeah FBI spoils FBI terror plot. It's that kind of thing.
Exactly. yeah kind of like Russia invading Ukraine. maybe we kept our nose out of shit for decades. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. NATO protects from NATO's encroachment on.
Yeah.
We better stop.
we're gonna get shut down very quickly.
I think I hear drones.
Yeah, we need to be a little bit more shallow. Like, I'm like, why isn't the Ukrainian said anything about Batman? You know.
Yeah. It's just like the Avengers. Oh my God.
Let me go through the this stream is already a train wreck.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go through some of the news that we had last week, and one of them I wanted to talk about a little bit was the Disney Pixar LGBTQIAA plus Disney whatever. Plus whatever. I think the plus is Disney Plus now. And and, you know, the Florida thing and all that kind of stuff. I'm personally like, because I mean, and the reason I bring it up is because, you know, movie stars, they've got to run their mouths on Twitter. I've come to the realization that a blue check mark on Twitter is actually, it's not about, you know, whether you're famous or any of that. It's just denotes that you have a severe medical condition with your brain. And you do not understand how to exist in normal society anymore.
It's a shield for criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, the bill is basically, look, you can say stuff to the kids off hours. If they want to talk to you, that's fine. But between kindergarten and third grade, you know, ages 5 to 9, don't have any official classes about this stuff. Hetero, homo, any of it. All of it.
Yeah.
Just don't, you know, they don't need to know it. Let them be kids. And if something comes up, you need to inform parents. And I'm thinking, like, lefties, Hollywood, is this really the hill you want to die on? Is this just so goddamn important that we talk about really filthy stuff to a 7-year-old? Is this the civil rights movement? Okay, let me know how that works out for you. Because I think there's, yeah, once they turn 10, you know, it's fine. You can start having this. I mean, we can argue whether or not it is, but that's what the law says. After 10, okay. But, you know, from ages 5 to 9, maybe no. And they're like, no, this is the fight of our lives. I'm like, really? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really? Okay. Seems kind of creepy. You guys are all about the Me Too. Why do you think this stuff might end up happening? When they grow up after you filled their heads with all this stuff. I'm just trying to draw a few dots here that may or may not connect. I don't know.
I have a really spicy take on that, but I better.
Go for it. What the hell?
No.
We've already talked about Ukraine. We're screwed anyway.
No. It probably would be way over the, I better.
So Disney, the home of Cinderella and Peter Pan, and the happiest place on earth, has decided that they're going to stand up against that, which to me, you know, now you bring your kids to Disney World and you're thinking, what is Mickey thinking there when he's looking at my kids? Are you saying Disney World is a big grooming park? Is that what we're talking about here? Is this, I just don't understand the mindsets anymore, other than my tribe good, your tribe bad.
You know, it's,
it doesn't matter what the issue is. It doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. It really doesn't. My tribe good, your tribe bad.
Yeah.
And if that means I got to fight to teach 8-year-olds about graphic sex, then that's where I'll go. Because the other people are bad and I'm good. I feel like it's that simplistic anymore.
And it being an election season doesn't help. You know, that just ramps everything up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
It's
always election season.
Well, but we're real close. We got some complaints in the chat about us not talking about movies, so I don't know.
I know. I'm just saying these are two entertainment companies that are doing all this. They're going back and forth on all this. We know that this movie, Red, what is it called? Red?
Turning Red?
Turning Red. Now, I saw this trailer, and I thought, that's an interesting way. You know, I immediately said, it's a thing for puberty. Okay. But that's an interesting way to do it, you know? Like, okay, maybe that's interesting. And then one guy reviews it, and he says, it seems like an okay film, but, you know, I'm a 45-year-old guy. It's not for me. I just don't, you know, I'm probably not the target audience for this. He didn't say anything really bad about it. He just said it wasn't for him. And of course, the brain dead blue check mark Twitter people just went all over him. I'm like, oh, why are you? What's wrong with this? You don't like those kind of guys anyway. So why are you mad at him? Good. He's staying away from your movie. Why? Nobody's happy about anything.
You have to manufacture controversy.
Well, that's probably true. That's what we're doing right now, actually. I need the clicks. Love me.
Get mad at us and come in here and throw.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Bob Chapek is, I guess he said, I'm not going to do anything. He said, I am going to do something. and all the LGBT alphabet people of employees and Pixar have drafted letters with the requisite symbols and colors to show that they are good people, and they've all adjusted their Twitter to have the correct symbols in it because we support the thing. Everybody's, yeah, you know, it is a religion.
Did anybody say do better?
It'll come.
I keep saying that should be our slogan.
Do better. Yeah.
Do better.
Who? What was that director's name that said that? I don't. He was so unimportant. I don't even remember his name now.
What I'm amazed at is they think they've said something really profound.
Yeah. Do better.
That's how simple minded they are. I told them to do better.
Yeah.
Of course, my first said at what? Well, I didn't get that far.
I haven't figured that part out yet.
Yeah. I'm a two-word kind of guy. Anything else is waste of words.
It was so sharp and cutting. That's all I needed to say.
That's all I needed to say.
I cried, man.
On the ground bleeding.
Oh, man, I was like, oh, God, how can you?
Uh-oh. Is that your intern?
Yeah. keep those on the down low, though. I mean, I don't want to get OSHA involved or anything.
as long as they have their green cards, you're fine. Don't worry about it. It's the Biden administration. They don't give a crap about green cards.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're good.
Yeah, slavery's okay.
That's
right.
Now. Work the crap out. Yeah, we know for Disney, slavery is okay. I thought that was the best comeback ever when Florida Man, DeSantis. They're like, we need you to not do this bill. You're going against human rights. He's like, yeah, whatever. Let's talk about Mulan and the Uyghurs. Really? Mm. Shut up. What are you going to say to that? What are you going to say?
Florida man bad.
Is that how you pronounce it? That seems a little too much
it
like
is.
Another
it
word
really,
that we
yeah.
used to say.
Yeah, it is a little racist, Yoda. Disavow, by the way. But that is the correct pronunciation,
what's
apparently.
That? Which one? Mulan or Uyghur? Which one did I screw up?
I don't know. Uyghurs.
Bob Uyghur, the president of Disney.
There was this guy I went to high school with. He was a Uyghur. He was really into rap. He was white, believe it or not, though. I know.
And
you would not
Islam, for anybody that might be watching from YouTube. Just to be clear on that.
He was Chinese and Muslim, yes. And he really liked rap.
Well, let's get on to something a little bit more fun. Did you guys watch the Boys teaser?
I did not. I was going to watch it before we got started, but then the dog had to go out. But is it any? Does it look like? Last season was so woke towards the end, I gave it up. So I was like, I don't care about
season.
Yeah, well. Maybe woke's not the right word, but it was the message, you know, they brought in the Nazi, you know, and all
well,
that.
Well, I felt like, well, first of all, that was in the comics, although it was a little less subtle. And secondly, I feel like it's more of half of it is like a middle finger to the message, in my opinion.
Is it, though? I just felt like it was, oh, here's the alt-right Nazis are the bad guys again. And maybe that's unfair of me, I'll admit that I could be wrong, because I when it got to a certain point, I was like, okay, enough of this. So I just assumed, which, you know, what they say about that. But, you know, if you got an argument that changed my mind on it, I'm more than willing, because I like, what's his name in it, the Urban. And
Carl Urban,
I like him, and I'd love to have a reason to go back to it, but I don't know.
Have to remember, depiction is not endorsement.
Yeah.
Who's the main hero in that really damaged? What's his name?
The bad guy or the good guy hero or the fake Homelander?
Hero. Homelander.
Superman stand-in.
I'm trying to figure out what's the message when he's basically got his pants down and jacking off on the city? I don't know where the message. I don't know what message is there.
I just
know
edgy
it's bizarre.
Boy.
Sounds like something Mark Millar would write.
Yeah.
But Garth Ennis, I mean, you know, it's Garth Ennis's property more or less, and he's certainly he's never shied away from.
Have you guys read the comics?
I long time ago I read some of them, but I missed a lot of them because things in my life was going on that I just couldn't keep up. And but I did hit on it on and off with it. And the comics are it's Garthian, so it's much more violent and a lot more, you know.
It is, but it's not. I don't know. There's the show seems even more horrifying in a lot of ways, and I don't mean just the blood and guts. I mean just kind of the. Like Homelander in the comic is not nearly as, emotionally damaged.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't think that the black, whatever his name is, the Black Adder, the Black the Knight.
I remember he's a clone of Homelander.
He's a clone of Homelander.
Crazier. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he is in this one, or I'm pretty certain he's not. But what he is, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So there's, I don't know. It's a little bit more obvious in the comics, I guess. And I don't, it's not necessarily pejorative. It's a good comic and they do a lot of good stories, but it's a little bit more black and white and there aren't all these weird subplots. Like I don't think Homelander has a kid and all this other stuff.
No, what's his name's wife and kid, she's legit dead in the comics.
Yeah.
All that
and her kid actually like ripped itself out of the womb and floated with I beams going.
Yeah, and he actually kills it.
Yeah,
I think doesn't he kills it himself?
I think yeah. She was raped by Homelander. Or something.
Yeah, she's legit raped. Yeah, and then yeah,
but it
yeah,
was never. Wild. It was that's never. Wild. Yeah, Homelander wasn't quite. He wasn't as nearly as creepy as he is in this one. And yeah. He was legit creepy, but I mean these guys take it up to 11.
Oh yeah, like it that's the best part of the series is the guy that's his take on the Homelander and the way he plays is definitely the best part. His scenes and this him following him is
yeah
he could almost be the villain protagonist if you know if they wanted it to be, which I guess you could argue that Butcher's a villain protagonist sort of. He definitely is in the comics because he is no. There's no good guy in him at all in the comics, I don't think. If it is, it's accidental. You know, it's incidental. You know, he just – if somebody gets helped along the way, it just – oh, okay. But I don't recall in the comics him actually having much good guy in him at all. It was
– No, he didn't – he wasn't a good guy in the comics at all, though. Yeah. I think he – wasn't there like an alien invasion at the end or something? They all had to fight. I don't remember what it was. But he did legit try to – I wouldn't call him redeemed at the end, but he was like, well, I'm bad, but I'm not this bad, you know? whereas the guy in the TV series, I think would join the other side if he thought it would work for him. Or if he thought he could get love from mommy.
Yeah, he kind of, wait a minute, you talking about the Homelander?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, it's been so long, I can't remember now. I know that. Potential spoilers for the show, but it's so different now it probably don't matter, but I know that he does kill all of them and then kills most of his own teammates except for Yui or whatever who looks exactly like Simon Pegg in the comic books.
Are you talking about Homelander did this or Urban?
No,
I think Urban did this, right?
Yeah, Butcher.
Butcher, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
He kills everybody but Yui and that. And then he does something to make Yui kill him.
I know Yui in the comics is totally based on Simon Pegg.
Yeah, they draw him to look exactly like him too. That's like his. That's why when the series first started and I saw Simon Pegg played his dad, I was like, oh, that's a pretty good little.
Yeah, that was an Easter egg and a half right there.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm not trying to bash the show or anything. I like it a lot. It's just very different.
I'll give it a second chance since you kind of would you guys both say that you don't see the agenda being pushed in that? Cause
no, I mean, you know, obviously I have my radar up for that kind of stuff. Certainly made my thoughts known on the Picard season 2, which was so obvious, but I try to look at things as they are. And if, you know, not just assume that every time I see something that maybe I do or don't agree with, that it's about some message. I mean, sometimes legitimately you could talk about some of these things that they're talking about and it's an interesting story. And I don't want to remove that kind of thing for the sake mm-hmm. of, I don't like these people that have, you know, bizarre ideas all the time. Yes, some of the stuff is very woke. I watched The Critical Drinker the other day, and I think what his he really kind of boiled it down to the idea of the message, and how movies, what movies are teaching the kids these days, which is,
I watched that. Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah,
and it's not about, you know, specific things. It's more along the lines of, you are awesome as you are, and you do not have to improve. You just have to show everybody how awesome you are, which is a terrible message.
Yeah.
Because we all suck, right? We all suck. I mean, you know, we all are in a constant state of trying to improve. And it's,
that's what
make movies so great, is because you're watching people having to overcome these obstacles. And sometimes the obstacles are the ones they make of themselves. And that's what makes them powerful. That's why they resonate. And these stories that they're doing now just don't. They don't resonate. You don't feel like... Legitimately, Mulan, I think that's why No Way Home was so good.
His Mulan example was the best. Because he was like in the original, she had to... But in this one, she's just like, oh, look at me. I'm Captain Marvel, basically. I'm perfect from the start.
Yeah. We tend to nip around the edges of some of the actions that they do. Like, we talk about Captain Marvel and we say, oh, she was so horrible to that guy who just said, smile, you look nice. He stole her bike. And yeah, that was bad. But I mean, the question is like, why do they think that that's okay? Why do they think that that's an okay way to portray a hero, right?
Yeah.
Because they legitimately think that there are people that just by the nature of how they were born are bad. I'm like going, didn't we learn this lesson back in the 60s? Why are we having to relearn it? So yeah, I thought it was a pretty brilliant little a video that he put together on the differences between these remakes. And it's fundamentally at the core is new person, usually, you know, a girl instead of a guy or something like that, is perfect just the way they are. Which is a lot of, you know, and I'm thinking back, I'm like going, I remember growing up when, you know, between Oprah and all these other shows, how, you know, all of them were just, you know, everybody's awesome. You know, it's everybody else that's the problem. And I think a lot of that started then, and these kids watched it. Now they're grown up to write these terrible movies.
Yeah, for sure, man. Because trying to think of when it sort of happened, because there was definitely a point we didn't.
2014.
I do.
I feel like it's actually a little bit earlier now. I feel like it started right around Occupy Wall Street. Because originally they did Occupy Wall Street. It was like, we don't like rich people stealing all the money, which is a message I could get behind. Yeah. And they turned it into a race and identity politics. And I've heard some conspiracy theories. It's like, that's exactly what they wanted. So they would get out of their hair. So they started leaking to the press and started writing all these articles. That's when the word woke and all this stuff started coming in. Next thing you know, you have Gamergate, and it just spalled off from there. And meanwhile, the guys in Wall Street going, hey, still got my money.
Yeah.
If people are angry, we need to draw their ire toward an acceptable target for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each other.
Each other.
Yeah. No, I absolutely think that's the case.
There's no conspiracy theory. I don't feel there's any tin foil to that. That's
no. Was it like, you know, a cabal of people that made this? No, I think it was just a bunch of people that say, let's write a bunch of stories, and you know, we're part of a big corporation. You know, CNN, Warner, all these others, and they are stockholders, and it's all how do we get our keep our money flowing and get people to get off our backs. They don't care whether they tweet all you want. They don't care whether you're absolutely correct in what you're saying.
No, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's like, that's fine. Just you fight, and there'll be other people that we'll use as useful idiots that will fight you. And in any case, you'll fight each other and you'll leave us alone.
And we'll
keep making the money out for all of you.
And now they don't even have to worry about some idiot on Twitter. They'll just deplatform you off everything, cancel your.
Yeah, if you get too powerful.
Yeah.
But if you're little small potatoes, they don't really care. They want you to fight all the other little Twitter people that don't like you.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have any power to do anything useful, so nobody cares.
Yeah, that's yeah. So that's probably about yeah. I guess I was trying to think of like the first time I started seeing it in the movies, but then I, you know, if you think about it, some of this stuff was it started a long time ago, and even back into what the 90s, and you'd see on the sitcom and sitcoms and commercials. You know, there's the dad, the man of the house. Oh, what a doofus! He's so stupid if he didn't have this wise wife that is almost perfect and knows the correct decision in any situation
Yeah.
to be, you know, so that started that sort of thing. This sort of subversion started, you know,
Now,
being leaked in.
to be fair, see, the problem is there's some truth to that, you know. It's never a woman that says, "Hold my beer." Right? It's always a guy saying, "I'm going to put a jet engine on a lawnmower," you know. So, I mean, there's some truth to it.
Right, but it's all, you know,
That's the
it's.
thing. That's the thing I get worried about. It's like you can't stop the truth stuff. Just because you see stuff that goes way too far, that doesn't mean there isn't, it didn't start from some truth, right? So, I mean, it's kind of like,
Well, yeah, sure, that's how it got started. Of course, it's like they take a stereotype, and I mean, the Simpsons exist because of that, right? Every character is a stereotype, and that's why it's funny, and why for a long time it was left alone, because like, oh yeah, that's kind of how it is,
well,
and
in
it's
19,
true, you know.
you think about 1990, that wasn't, I mean, what was the most popular type of sitcoms in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Growing Pains, Family Ties, Cosby
Cosby.
Show,
Look
all of
how
these.
that
Well,
turned
now
out.
he's innocent now. He's
Oh,
fine.
that's right. No, he's not innocent. He was released because of a.
Well, that means innocent, don't you know that?
Oh, yeah, of
It doesn't
course, yeah.
matter. As long as our betters tell us so, then it's all fine. The things actually just didn't happen now because some judge said no. No, I mean, you know, the point is that all the father figures in there were generally pretty strong and wise,
Knew
and
what to do.
then so when Homer and to a lesser extent Married with Children came out, those were subversions that were pretty damn funny and weren't something that we'd seen at their times. But now they become the norm to the point that it's just, and it's tired and it's not funny and it's mostly insulting most of the time. I don't know. I mean, it's just the laziness. I'd probably put more off. I'd probably put more effort in trying to craft that stupid news video than they do in most of these shows half the time.
Oh, there's a formula that they go in. It's like, let's see, we got the dad who's a bumbling idiot but still manages to have a six-figure paying job to maintain this upper middle class lifestyle that his him and his wife and four kids and his in-laws that live with him. Somehow he manages to keep this job to support them all, but he's an idiot that can't do anything right.
I'm going to tell you a true story. This is absolutely true. Now, you would figure a doctor is probably a pretty bright guy. He'd have to be to get through med school and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know. The last 2 years have taught me that that's not necessarily the truth.
In
But
general,
oh,
let's
on
just talk
print,
about it
yeah,
in
okay.
general.
Well, let's run with
Okay.
your crazy premise here.
Yeah. I think this is one of those that the exception is not the rule. I think most doctors are probably pretty smart, pretty knowledgeable guys.
Hopefully mine and your
Well, mine
audience
is for certain. And so I got in a call. Well, no, that's not true. I didn't get the call. My friend had gotten the call. He was working at a Gateway 2000 service center. This is back when Gateway 2000 was still a thing. And he gets a call and said, "Well, this is a doctor. This is my computer isn't powering up." Okay, so they go through the normal things. It's like, is it plugged in? Yes. Is you know take off the thing? Is the power cord plugged into the motherboard? Yes. Okay, so is the power supply given power? You know, meaning check and see if the fan's running, that kind of thing. What does he do? He takes out one of the power plugs from the hard drive, and he licks it. And all my friend hears is a large pop and a crash, and then a woman scream. And all we know is that what he found out later was that he did lick this thing, knocked him on his ass. His wife comes in, screams because she sees him on the floor twitching or smoldering. I don't know. And this is a doctor. So, yes, I think sometimes some of these guys are too smart for their own good. and they're very good in their one thing, but you know, like all their brain is all like all concentrated in medical stuff. So everything else is like drooling. It's like ice cream, good. You know. But put them in front of a, you know, liver surgery, I got this. I'm fine, you know.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, you often see these very well-regarded intellectuals and they're in the media, they're commenting, and then but then anything slightly off of that topic and they say something, you're like, why did they let this retard on here? You know,
in your lane.
Well, I think there is some truth to that.
Do better.
All right. Speaking of incorrigible doofuses, did anybody see the trailer for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent starring Nick Cage as Nick Cage?
Yeah, yes,
that has shot right up to my must-watch list.
Me too, man. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'll give him credit for embracing the Nick Caginess of himself. You know, or saying, "Yeah, I get it. I'm a meme. I'm just gonna make a whole movie about me being a meme." And he doesn't give a shit. I'm like, what? Oh, whatever. I'll take the money. Just bring it here.
Yeah, it looked good. I'm sold on it.
I think it looked hilarious. I do think that there is some danger about having that much meta with Nick Cage powering it at the center. I think you're going to tear open reality. You know, you're going to have that black hole from Interstellar. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There is a danger in it, like when they try to do that, where it backfires, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on. It's like you kill the meme when you try to do something like that. It's like the Chuck Norris stuff from years ago, and then suddenly in some commercial, I can't remember what it was. It's like,
stop. Those died horrible death, which is too bad.
Once a meme shows up on a T-shirt at Walmart, you know it's dead.
Yeah.
When your mom says some cool phrase and everybody's talking, then it's done. It's over with.
Yeah. I noticed they did that in that Spider-Man where Osborn goes, "I'm something of a scientist myself."
Oh, damn
and
it!
I was like, oh, this it worked all right in that, but you can get away with it in a Marvel movie, I think, because they're so
well. Here's the thing: if they didn't do it, then everybody's saying, "Boy, they missed an opportunity." And then when they do it, it's like, "Oh God, you've ruined the meme." It's like, there's no pleasing you. I think the best one that was, it was better. It was more well done. It wasn't so obvious, but it still worked. Was, we're all Peter and they're all pointing at each other. Like,
I didn't even catch that.
I'm Peter.
Dude, I didn't even catch.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. It wasn't obvious, which is good.
That's how. Yeah. They did a good job. Cause I didn't even catch that one.
But that's clearly all the Spider-Man pointing at each other meme.
Yeah. Now that you bring it up, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I missed that.
I'm looking forward to Nick Cage playing Nick Cage. And his Nick Caginess.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. I did want to mention the Bosch Legacy trailer. Now, I'd never heard of this. I'm like, Bosch Legacy, is that about dishwashers? I don't know. And so I went ahead, I went back, this is a show. It's been on Prime forever. And I never heard of it. I was like, how did I miss this? And I watched season one and I was totally completely hooked. It is, I guess you call it a procedural, but it's more centered around one cop and it has a, you know, season long crimes that he has to fix along with, you know, dealing with the department, but all of it is played very realistically, very subtly. There's no melodrama in this thing. There's times where I was trying to figure out what was so different. It's like, I think for almost 90% of the show, there's no music, which in this style really works because when they do bring out the music, you know, shit is happening and they never overplay their hand. He's, you know, does he break the rules? Yeah. Is he a cop on the edge? No, he's not even close. You know, he's just got a code and he sticks with it, but he's not implacable, and I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because Titus Welliver, he's been always one of that guys forever. I think he played the Man in Black and Lost, and he was he got to do a Star Trek, which was the first season of Voyager, where he's cast as the first officer and immediately killed. And he's one of those guys you'd recognize when you see him.
Yeah, he was in the town with Ben Affleck. I think that bar started just a year after that movie come out, a year or two maybe.
But he's really good in it, and I was. Go ahead.
Mm.
Oh, I'm hearing myself. Sorry. Yeah, I do that all day long, and there's nobody even in the room. Just love listening to myself. The show is just really good, and I guess it's based off of a series of novels. And so, like, season one is based off of a couple of different novels. Season two, same deal, and they're kind of working its way through. When I saw this Bosch legacy, it's like, well, his daughter, who we've already seen in the first season, she's like 14. But this is 2015, so now she's like 21 in this, or 22 in the Bosch legacy. And she's going to, you know, join the force and be a cop, whereas he is going to be more of a private detective. But I don't see it as like him completely separated. Like it isn't going to still center on him. It doesn't look like it. And a lot of people say, oh, it's got the woke stuff with the girls now. She's going to be the new Bosch. It's like, give it. From what I saw this first season, it is too smart and too well put together for it to just turn into that. I'm not saying it couldn't. I'm just saying nothing I saw in the trailer showed that. I get really worried about knee-jerking and just yelling woke all the time because it's slightly different, or a different gender is put in or something all the time. It's like we're going to get into the same trap as the people that are screaming at us, colonization or something all the time.
Well, that's what they did. They did that to us, though, man.
They did. I mean, that's the challenge, isn't it? Now our radar is up, and we know it when we see it. But there's times we mistakenly see it, or maybe we're not fair about it because that is the story and it is a good story, even though it's maybe has some of these politics in it. If it's still well done, the characters have to get over obstacles and it still deals with truths of a, you know, of life and reality and all that. Yeah, I just don't want to dismiss stuff out of hand.
Yeah, I think because, that,
you know, some guy's politics I don't like, you know.
Yeah, that Don't Look Up, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's woke, and it's like, yeah, probably, but it, I think maybe even unintentionally, it covers enough commonality that it's very watchable without, you know, oh, woke, you know what I mean? Because you can pick whatever you want to be. Can it be about, you know, it's the threat of people that don't understand global warming is real, or you could just say like, oh, it's these NPCs that buy into coronavirus, and but you know, either way you want to do it, you know, it's vague enough that you could take your pick.
Well,
now there is a couple of places where, you know, they've all got hats on at this rally and they're obviously meant to mimic, you know, the MAGA hat, but you can power through.
Hey, look, I'd vote for Trump in a second. That doesn't mean I don't think there's some MAGA hat people out there that are pretty ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. There's some class laminated card carrying idiots that, you know.
So, you know, you got to be able to identify that stuff about your own side, because otherwise you're just a drone.
Yeah.
And, I just don't want to be like that. I've only seen two mentions. I haven't really looked into Don't Look Up yet. I keep meaning to, and I just haven't gotten around to it. But the two guys that I saw, Ben Shapiro and Tim Pool. Tim Pool loved Don't Look Up. Ben Shapiro hated it. Both of these guys are – I like them both. So I'm like, going, Ben, okay, then Don't Look Up must be doing the right thing.
Ben is, he's definitely more, you know, his antenna – he's ready to be that.
He is. You know? Although he surprised me on occasion.
Yeah. Tim, you know, he's so middle of the road that nothing – nothing surprises. I know you like Tim, but none of his takes, I think, are really that surprising. You know, you can almost always,
I don't listen. I listen to some of it, but not as much of his stand-ups. But I do like his IRL, where he brings in people from all different sides, and then everybody argues or talks about all sorts of different things. And you get a lot of different perspectives that I appreciate. Wish we saw more of that kind of thing. But anyway, Bosch, yes, fantastic. I would.
So is, wait a minute, is Bosch a movie? Is it's this a show. Like, I know, but the thing, the trailer you're talking about, have they made a movie or is it just a new season?
I think it's an all new series.
Oh, okay.
Called Bosch Legacy. It is, I suppose, technically it's a spinoff, but it sounds like so many of the actors and characters from the original are in it that it's going to be hard to tell. You know, extension of the original series, however you want to call it.
Yeah. So it's sort of like the Dexter New Blood, you know, picking up after a little bit of a...
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe. Although it just went off the air only in 2020 or 2021. What an anachronistic thing. Off the air. When's the last time you watched anything on the air? Did you see Star Trek Strange New Worlds teaser?
No, because I don't. I'm not a nerd. I don't watch Star Trek shit.
Dude, like, you're on a podcast talking about movies. You are a total nerd. You have Dawn of the Dead posters up behind you. I got news for you, buddy. If the pocket protector fits.
Good thing you can't see what's off to my right side here.
I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of it, but between Picard and Discovery, I have no faith that it'll be worth a shit.
Maybe if it has a different, like, creative team. Like, I know the heads are the same people, but, you know, the people under them might be different. I don't know.
Yeah, usually showrunners are... Yeah, like Rick Berman ran pretty much all of Star Trek, but the showrunners, I mean, he did Next Gen, but then there was... different people. Roger Moore, I think, did DS9, and somebody else did Voyager. And...
Wasn't there a cartoon or something? What happened with that? The Star Trek cartoon, Lower
Decks? Yeah, yeah, it's in between seasons.
So that was a hit enough to justify another season? I never heard anybody that liked it.
To be honest with you, I didn't. Well, I'm very much split-brained on this one. As a funny space themed cartoon just to be funny, it's fine. It's not bad. It'll make you laugh in a few places. As a Star Trek show, it's absolutely insulting. So I mean,
how I feel.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you just take it at surface value as a dumb Futurama-esque, you know, adult humor kind of thing, it's fine. It actually can make me laugh sometimes. But if you look at it as a Star Trek show, it's the worst thing ever made. Because that's such, you know, you can't... Star Trek isn't that malleable, in my opinion. I don't think you can make it into all these different things.
That Seth, what's his name there? His parody show. That's the way to do it, right? You do something that kind of pastiches it or whatever. But, you know, Family Guy dude. He's got that thing.
Yeah, but that's a parody on another show.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you're going to do that kind of premise, you do it like that. You don't take your existing...
Oh, product. You're talking about Orville.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
You Orville, don't say that it's canon.
Yeah, don't say that it's canon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You do something, you know, because then you try to turn it... Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Nobody, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know how much of it is canon or not. It feels like it kind of is, or it could be, but it's not Star Trek. Yeah. There's a lot of different stories. I mean, obviously you did Deep Space Nine versus Next Gen. You did a space station. There was a lot of politics, religion, war, all kinds of things going on in that show, which I still think is the most underrated and one of the better shows Star Trek's ever produced.
Which one?
Deep Space Nine.
You know, Razor Fist has a whole big series ongoing about that. I don't know if you know. Are you familiar?
Seen it, no.
Yeah,
I know Razor Fist, but I haven't.
Yeah, he's got a series, and it's called, what is it, The Hidden Depths of DS9.
Oh, it's great.
And he talks about, yeah, he's got an ongoing series about it. You might want to, you know, I've watched a few of them because he's, you know, kind of a engaging guy by himself, but a fan of it, I'm sure, would really enjoy it.
Well, one of the best episodes. Have you seen it, Pops? You've watched it?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have it, Sean.
Okay. I'm not a nerd, I told you.
Yeah, right.
Jesus, I'm the cool one here.
It's because you have a lot of guns, doesn't mean anything. Do you remember the episodes where the Dominion And they'd seen there was a shapeshifter on Earth. And so Sisko and Odo and I don't remember who else. It might have been just Sisko and Odo. They go out there with this admiral and they were trying to lock down Earth because they were so scared of all the... because I think they had like one or two incidents, like I guess you call them terrorist incidents, where they blew up a power station and they blew up a conference room or something. And it was really well done. It was nuanced because it was like, on the one side, you have Sisko's dad who doesn't want to submit to all these tests and be told that he's, you know, and so, you know, nowadays it almost feels like submitting to a corona test or something.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, when did they make this? Last year?
I know. Well, this is why the show is so good. But he's like, you're getting away from, you know, our freedoms. You're not understanding what you're sacrificing here in the name of this war, and we're sacrificing ourselves as a people. But on the other hand, Sisko is like, you know what the problem is Earth. Earth has been this paradise where nobody has to worry about anything if you live on Earth. They don't understand what it's like out here anymore. They don't understand how dangerous it is, and they won't give up a single goddamn thing to, you know, even if it's temporary.
It's easy to be a saint in paradise.
Yes. Yes. And so it's a really nuanced episode that goes, that says both sides are right and both sides are wrong. In the end, it was an opportunity for somebody in power to grab more power, which is really what these fights end up being about. And who can say that isn't happening right now? Damn. So it's and they're able to stop this admiral from doing this because he was starting to do a lot of false flag type stuff to try to grab power. And, you know, it's like we understood this shit back then. We don't seem to remember or understand it now. It's really sad. But now we get Lower Decks. You know?
Nuance.
Fuck nuance. Have an alien shit on the main character. That'll be funny because it's poop.
I'd watch that.
You're part of the problem then. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, these days, because they can put anything on screen anymore and make it look awesome, that's a substitute for, you know, story, character development, and understanding. You know, Star Trek always wrestled with these issues, and now they're just... I mean, every time I see any scenes now with that Michael Burnham character, she always looks like she's about to cry. Like, every 5 seconds, she's about to cry. I'm like, I can't watch this. I cannot watch this person. This is strong female character. I'm always about to cry.
So what are you excited about the new Star Trek movie going to be coming out? I guess the one with the new universe.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, I like...
Kelvinverse?
Yeah, yeah.
Kelvinverse, yes.
What is Kelvin a reference to?
It's Latin for kidney stone. It's a kidney stone of a universe.
that doesn't sound right. I think you made that up.
The Kelvin was the ship that James Kirk's dad was serving on when Nero attacked it and blew it up, and that changed the timeline.
Okay.
You are correct.
Nerd status secured.
Yes. I mean, you say, am I excited about it? I'm like, when I read stories like the entire cast is like, we found out about it on Twitter just like you did.
Big pump. Some real hype going on there.
Somebody's getting a raise.
Yeah. It's like nobody's giving us a contract. We don't know what the hell's going on. So, no, I'm not really very I'm not too concerned that that's actually going to get made. I would have watched the Quentin Tarantino one, though. That would have been something else.
Fuck you, Spock, you pointy-headed N-word. Pointy-eared N-word.
We would learn every slur for Klingon.
That's such a weird thing, man, that he would even... Like, when I first read that he had thought about that, I was like, really? Like, that's so out of there. I would not. But then again, it's like, yeah, that's kind of something, you know. You'd be like, well, why not try something, you know. Speaking of him, what do you think, is there been any word on what his last movie is going to be, or what genre or anything? Has he even made a peep about that?
He's going to keep pushing it back until he's dead, and
yeah,
that way he doesn't have to make a decision.
He's put too much pressure.
More TV work.
Yeah, he's put too much pressure on himself now, right? Because he's I'm only going to do 10.
I'm like going, you know, it's not a law. If you decide you want to make 20, then make 20. Nobody's going to be upset with you.
Well, he said he don't want, you know, the quality to decline as he gets older.
I know, but I mean, he's not that old. He's maybe about 4 or 5 years older than we are. And I'm like going, okay, whatever. Just I mean, the self-imposed limit is just ridiculous.
He's already done 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish he'd get away from this fixation with sort of the Western genre he's had lately. Because even Once Upon a Time kind of had a little bit of big parts of it is about an actor in, you know, Westerns in the 50s or 60s or whatnot. And it's like, come on, man. I'd like to see him do a horror movie, like a legit horror movie. You know what I mean?
Was The Grindhouse like that? I guess
no.
Sort of.
No, it's more of an exploitation action film.
And then
now, Planet Terror was a horror movie from Robert Rodriguez, it was great, great movie. But
I
Death
loved
Proof
it when it came out, and I rewatched it, and it was just like you can start to see where his career has gone off the rails. That was sort of the turning point.
Which one? Who?
Planet Terror.
You didn't like it?
I liked it when it first came out, but when I rewatched it, the cracks start to show. You know,
oh, I love it, dude.
You can see where his career's going.
You're talking about Rodriguez?
Yeah.
I loved it, man. I revisit it, I would say, shit, once a month. And if it's playing on like one of Cinemax or something, I'll watch it just about every time it comes on. I loved it. I thought it was real good. And it's got Michael Biehn in it, which, you know, I'm sold on that alone, but I thought it was really well done. He really captured the whole, you know.
I could see him. He's sitting there, you know, he's attaching a machine gun to an actress's legs and thinking, yeah, one day, this is what I'm going to do to fuck up Boba Fett.
Yeah. That's the thing. He's got so much potential in him, but man, what happened to it, you know? And it's like Neil Blomkamp there. He had like District 9, and it's like, oh man, this guy's gonna, and then nothing since then.
Some people are one hit wonders, you know.
Yeah,
I think I feel that way about Shyamalama Ding Dong, M Night Shyamalama.
I don't know, man. I really like Signs a lot. I know a lot of people hate it, but I like it. I think it's the best, his best, like he said earlier, low bar, but I it's my favorite of the few decent ones he has made.
Yeah, I like Signs fine. I always get a little irritated when people say, oh, they come 15 million miles, they get locked in a cupboard. I'm like, dude, if I could fall down into a canyon, I couldn't get out. I don't care how much technology I have. I'm just, you know, that's just dumb. Of course, you can get locked in.
It's easy to refute most of the stuff. They're like, oh, water kills them, but they come to a planet. You know, it's like they might have been like desperate. This might have been like their last desperate attempt.
They're just grabbing food. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, man, these things are not big hurdles to buying into the movie if you just give it a little thought.
I'm assuming that they turn the humans into human jerky, but if they don't use water. So. Slap it to a Slim Jim. No, seriously, his name was Jim.
he's real thin.
All right, let's get to what the title of this thing is. The Obi-Wan Kenobi teaser trailer.
Didn't watch it, I'm sorry.
Jeez, man, you had one job.
I watched it, I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I like the music, but...
Well,
it did it for me. I was just like, oh, look, it's another thing from the cartoon that I didn't watch. I'm so sick of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind that kind of thing getting pulled in. Well, maybe because I did watch it all. The Clone Wars and the Rebels and all that, which I actually liked. I don't think they're bad. I like the Bad Batch that's going on right now. I think it's well done. But yeah, I mean, the first thing I saw was diverse female Sith Inquisitor, and I thought, oh, she's going to redeem herself at the end.
Did you? I thought that Ethan Van Sciver talking about that they had a really good take on. He's like, oh, the black lesbian with the half shaved head who's awesome at everything. What a surprise!
Well, it's a surprise that she's a bad guy, which immediately makes me see. This is where our radar
change of heart.
Yeah, she's gonna have a change of heart, but this is where our radar, because you forced all this stuff in there, is ruining these shows. It's like, because I already know where it's gonna go.
Yeah, of course.
Because you've made immutable characteristics so important, I know where your mindset is, and I know what you're going to do, and there is nothing in this show that's going to surprise me. So why make it? Yeah. You know, that's the sad part. It's like you are screwing yourselves, you dummies, because you've made these things more important. And okay, now I know exactly what's going to happen in the show. It's just like with Picard. It's like, oh, the ridiculous checkboxes of the dystopia that they put together, and they have to go back to 2024, which happens to be a presidential election year.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about pollution and slavery. They reinstituted slavery in the federal
for real.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Why would they do that?
I did think his collection of alien skulls was cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty based.
Yeah, it was full of Deep Space Nine Easter eggs. Yeah. Picard kills Deep Space Nine. Here's Gul Dukat, and here's
you know that
General Martok.
That makes me think of the.
I'm guessing Predator. That Ferengi was Quark, by the way.
the cool scene in Predator 2 where we go in there and we see that the Predator has an alien xenomorph skull in the trophy room on the ship at the end. You remember that?
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't see that coming.
Me neither.
In Predator. Everything I hear, I see it coming. I see exactly what they're thinking. I know these morons. I know how they think. I know how current year politics is the only thing important. There'd be no longevity to this show. None. Nobody would be watching this in 30 years like they still watch Next Gen.
You know, that's the argument, though, is like, oh, Star Trek has always been political. Why are you complaining about it? It's always been about politics. It's like, yes, but it probably hasn't been about the right now, this week, whatever, broader terms, probably.
Yeah,
but
about political ideas.
Yeah, not like, oh,
it was
whatever,
political Twitter. Ideas that were argued, and usually there was a lot of truth to what they did, or at least they worked out the truths of these things. Because there is an authentic, objective truth to a lot of these things. You know, like free speech. We should all agree on free speech, and yet we don't anymore. You know? And
yes, only people like us should be free to speak, and leftists should
not. Right. We should all agree that, you know, I mean, presidents are transient, right? They come and they go. I don't know how many I've been through now, but I mean, it's like this idea that 300 years from now, because Trump, and I'm taking a guess, I don't know for sure. This
of
is what's
course
going to
it is. Of course.
But the idea that 300 years from now, if Trump gets elected, we're going to start enslaving Vulcans again and turn into a Nazi society is ludicrous.
Mm.
Woodrow Wilson was way more of a fascist than any of them, and yet we don't put up with it. So what? It's just dumb, the dumbness. And I think that's.
Whatever's trending on Twitter seems to be the political most important, you know, thing to address.
They take these things, they stand on the shoulder of giants, and then they kill these giants and wear them like a skin suit. And it's pretty bad. And I you know, I see the same with Kenobi. I mean, he's barely in it. And from what I could tell, he's just observing from the sidelines and looking worried and pensive. And that's it. And everybody else is doing stuff. So
he's the one going like this.
Yeah. You know, well, he's not sitting there with a pair of binoculars looking at a 10-year-old kid.
That's why, now you know why they didn't cover that part of his life during the movies.
I've been pretty hilarious. They show him like doing that, and they, you know, show him looking at the kid, and then just like all of a sudden the lightsaber goes.
See, that would have made a good skit for your weekly news thing, and you should have thought of that.
I just thought of it now, man. That's the horrifying sense of humor that I'm subjecting you to. Some stuff doesn't make it for a reason.
That should have made the cut. That was good. You know, there's nothing makes people set the LMO laugh like pedophilia jokes.
Yes, they're all done with the anti-pedophilia idea in mind. I hope you all understand, because we have to explain all this stuff now.
Yeah.
You can't just make it. You have to explain until it, you know, that you've wrung all the humor out of the joke. I mean, I don't know. I look at it. Yeah, sure, it looks good. It's got the production value. It's got everything. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not made of stone. It's like, cool, I got Ewan McGregor being Obi-Wan again. That's kind of cool. But then I look at everything else that they've done. I will admit, there are some bright spots in the Disney Star Wars universe. I would say anything with Filoni in the animated stuff has been good. Anything Mandalorian has been good. Boba Fett's been terrible. The movies have been terrible. Maybe Rogue One maybe is okay, but I have severe problems with that. The sequels were terrible. So it's there are some gems to be found. Star Trek, guys, you got nothing. There isn't anything that's good right now in Star Trek. Not Picard, not Discovery, probably not Strange New Worlds, certainly not Lower Decks. I have no idea about this Janeway Prodigy thing. I haven't watched it, but I don't have any faith. I mean, there's... You said you're more of a Trek fan, Pops. I mean, have you seen anything that's been worth a shit?
If it didn't have Janeway in it, it could stand a chance.
Well, you go way back on hating Star Trek.
Worst legacy character to focus on.
Shouldn't she be in prison?
Exactly. Well, maybe that's the secret like twist, is it's a prison ship.
There are good Voyager episodes, but as a whole, that series really had problems. But at least you could point to a few episodes that are pretty darn good. But I can't point to anything in any of these that are good since Paramount Plus took over and they restarted Star Trek again. I don't like any of the Kelvin stuff. I don't like any of the shows. I mean, have you watched many of them, Pops, or I don't know?
Not much of the shows, mainly clips. But, I mean, I like the Kelvin movies all right. I didn't care for Into Darkness at all, but the other two were good.
Which one was that one, the second one or the third one?
The second one with Fake Khan.
I kind of like that one.
That's the one you like.
Yeah, well, because
get off my stream.
I can understand why you would like it.
Well, because it was just a an action movie to me, you know what I mean?
But it's sort of the start of the grim, dark, let's just piss all over what Star Trek is about phase. So
Yeah,
I mean, I think the first one is probably the best one, but I don't think any of them are aging well.
The third one is god awful.
Beyond.
Yeah, whichever.
A lot of people said that one was the best, and I think that was just because they could actually see it because it wasn't full of lens flares.
Yeah, I don't know. It was dumb. That you could tell that that was the one Simon Pegg had a hand in writing, because boy, he's got a big part in it. You know?
He does.
The climax was really dumb with the Beastie Boys stuff.
That's what killed it for me. I was like, oh god, you know, eye rolled.
I was eye rolling a lot. But I think I checked out when he jumped the dirt bike, grabbed the girl, and they both beamed out in mid-spin. I'm like, what is this? What is this? What am I watching here?
Extreme Star Trek.
Yeah.
BMX edition. I thought one thing that cracked me up about... One thing that cracked me up about it at the time was that when they made Sulu gay, and even what's his name himself was like, "Oh, I was like, "Wow, you went so far woke that even the woke dude was like, "You shouldn't have done that."
When you've lost George Takei, you might have gone too far, and that guy's a lunatic.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, "Wow, you know, you really fucking went too far, you dumbass. That's when I stopped being a fan of Simon Pegg, too. It's like, dude, get the hell out of here with that shit.
I mean, they're doing it because George Takei is gay. I'm like...
Yeah, virtue signal, you know?
That's not how it works. It's called acting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why Scarlett Johansson had to pull out of her the movie where she would have been trans or something in it.
Yeah.
Played a trans man or something like that.
Trans woman.
Or trans, I don't know, whatever the deal was, because she isn't trans, they didn't want her. And so now the movie doesn't get made. And I don't know how many people get put out of work because of that. You want something that maybe focuses on trans issues. Well, you're not going to get that now because you reacted like babies throwing a tantrum. Mm-hmm. And so now everybody just thinks that's what you are, instead of maybe a movie that might have given us a different perspective that we hadn't seen before that might have, you know, been good for their movement in the long, you know, I don't know. It doesn't matter now.
You
dummies.
I had a part that was going to be my big break in Hollywood. I was going to be playing a black man and I was going to do the blackface and everything, but I lost the part because of that, because of Scarlett Johansson and all that.
Is that what happened?
It is.
Do you guys watch Ryan? Have you heard of Ryan Long, the comedian?
Oh yeah, I was like number 47 of his subscribers on YouTube when he started up.
He's great. He does.
He is hilarious. Yeah.
He just put out his latest stand up on YouTube for free. I'm ashamed of myself for laughing at it. He's like, yeah, my girlfriend, she's transitioning into a fatter girlfriend. I was laughing. I'm like, I'm a bad man.
That's pretty good. He is hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't believe he hasn't been canceled off the face of the earth yet.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call him a conservative or anything, but he's certainly
sticking
it to the woke.
He kind of is, though. He's from Canada, but he kind of is, because when he was still, you know, and I don't mean to insult him, but still kind of a nobody to the rest of the world, he would come on to the Revenge of the Sith show all the time, which was these two guys that are, you know, pretty far right, and he was good friends with them, and you know, he would come on there and talk. So he, I mean, I don't want to you know, out him of the closet or what do you call it, but
I don't even know what right and left and all this stuff means anymore.
Well, you know, anybody that's not Stalin or Mao,
yeah,
is a right.
Well, I mean, it's not even political anymore. Half of their stuff contradicts the stuff they said last week. So it's just really about my tribe versus your tribe. And I don't think there's any principles or policies or anything that matter anymore.
Andrew Wilkow calls it the party of now, forget yesterday.
Yeah, or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did like when he did a little thing about being a white, about being an immigrant from, you know, Canada and how hard it is, you know. Thank God he speaks the language, you know. That's the best way to do it, you know. Not have the accent, you might be able to fit in. If you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong, you know.
Did you see his skit with his friend there where they he had a group and they were pretending to be BuzzFeed reporters. It's like, what will happen to BuzzFeed if Trump's not? This is before the election. Like, if they're not, and he's like, no, you can't. And the guy's like, what do you got? And this guy's like, oh, here's five things. He's like, no, Trump's gone. You got to think of something else. Like, oh, what are we going to do? It was.
I think their best skit was the Antifa window repair.
Oh yeah!
At night they're busting windows, and by day they take off the shirts and it just says window repair. And they're like, "Oh, this is a three ply glass. I think we can get some money out of this." So they tap at it, you know. They're kind of casing the neighborhood. And then at night they must everything. Then they come back. It's like, "Sir, you need some new windows."
Yeah, heard you got broken into. It's like at Chris Rock being, "Hey, I heard you got robbed."
We're all down for the socialism, but you know, we'll do some capitalism too. You know, if it'll make us some bucks.
Soy milk don't pay for itself.
That's right. So anyway, Obi-Wan. We were going to talk a lot about. It's just not that much to talk about this week, guys. We're really struggling.
Hold on, I there was something on the site there I saw, and I was like, "Hey, we should talk about that a minute ago," but. Hold on, let me see if I can get it pulled back up here.
Yeah, why don't you contribute to this fucking show once in a while, would you please?
I'm trying, man.
You just hang on. You just You're like a remora on a shark, you know?
Well, now I can't find it. Somebody updated the site and it's gone now, and now I can't find it.
There are past, you know, if you go to page 2, you can see past stories. They're all there.
There's a page 2?
There's a page 2. There's a page 472.
Hmm. Can't even really remember what it was now. Let's see. The Boys, we talked about that. Disney. Dune Part 2. Meh.
Yeah, you talk about Deadpool 3 getting a director. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Nah, who even cares about that now?
I feel like Deadpool was one of those one-hit wonders. Like, the second one was, like, more of the first one.
Yeah, I agree.
The only thing that made me laugh in the second one was when the Invisible Man turned out to be Brad Pitt and he got blown up by overhead lines or something, got electrocuted.
That was Brad Pitt in that?
Yeah, for 1 second. It just showed his face when he got lit up by the electrical lines.
Okay.
Otherwise,
was taken from Peter Milligan's run on X-Force.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was in that brief period when I was buying all the X-Books, and I recognized it. Like, I saw that.
Yeah. Damn, that must have cost a fortune every month. It was like $1,500 to buy every X-Book. Every month.
A God of War TV series.
This is early 2000s, so less so.
Oh, okay. What do you guys think about that Josh Brolin Outer Range? That looked promising to either one of you sci-fi nerds.
I think that's Cowboys versus Aliens 2.
Yeah.
Bringing back that old chestnut.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Cowboy Thanos looked mad.
He always looks mad.
Yeah, he's got that is the male version of resting bitch face if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. Like, that dude is always got that same, you know.
He made fun of it, dude. It's like, smile, girly. He's like, I am smiling.
let's see. Oh, the Predator movie. The new Predator movie.
Another one?
Well, yeah, or it's a series or movie where it's going to be set during the 1800s and the protagonist is going to be a female Indian warrior.
Pocahontas versus Predator.
Yeah, yeah.
The one you've been wanting to see.
I heard somebody on a couple of days ago says, like, they were talking about, it's like, oh, it's the female warrior, because, you know, that was a thing that the Native Americans had. And he's like, and the guy said, it's actually a story about the village idiot and all the other warriors just humor.
I'm a warrior. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe
she'll get killed this time.
He's like, send her out. We can finally be done with this.
I think after this, we need to go even further back in the Predator series to, like, the Middle Ages, and we can reframe the Beowulf story as a Predator story.
There you go.
Don't give them any ideals.
You know, it's called Outlander.
Dark Horse had a series that showed a Predator over time, and it showed a Predator in, like, the Civil War, and then one in, like, that time period, and a couple of things. And I can't remember the premise of it, but the issues would – somebody was, like, researching about it, and they connected all the dots and had seen that this thing had – but that's so long ago.
We'll see Dallas, 1963, a Predator on the grass.
He's taking it.
It's like, wow, it really was a magic bullet. You know?
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. That Predator takes out JFK because he's like, they think, like, it's
just
like,
didn't,
oh,
like,
he's
his
a,
tax policy.
It's like, he's the ultimate Predator on Earth. No. He was a sexual Predator. Yeah. Not the kind. That's what happened to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
got her too.
Timelines match.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think it was a jet, but it was a disguised Predator ship going into the World Trade Centers.
Mm-hmm. Disavow.
Too far.
Too soon. Is it still too soon?
Too soon, man. Too soon.
It's been 20 years.
Oh, 22 years. No, it's been longer. Oh, yeah. That's right. 2001 is when that happened.
Yeah.
It amazes me when I meet somebody that wasn't even born yet when that happened. It's like, shush.
Yeah. What other horrifyingly, offensive places can we put the Predator?
Let's see. Say,
well, maybe you know, like a Predator sneaks out of Epstein's cell.
That would explain a lot of things.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
They were asleep. No, they were gassed by the Predator, you know, and he's got the camouflage. That's why the cameras didn't see nothing.
Seth Rich. That might be too vague for the audience, but
they're wondering why Epstein was skinned alive.
Yeah.
Epstein didn't skin himself.
Yeah. Predator's got Epstein's spine and head. Woo, woo.
Yeah, I guess it was a suicide.
It was a suicide.
There's nobody else in there. Well, you believe in invisible men?
Well, let me ask you this, guys. Which one do you believe more, that Epstein killed himself or that he got killed by a Predator? Because I got to say, the Predator sounds like a little bit more plausible.
Yeah, I'd probably buy the Predator.
Just a skosh, yes, I agree.
I think it edges it out, yeah.
I am looking forward to that Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the multiple reality show with Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, yeah, that George said.
That one.
Yeah, George did a little
blurb on it.
Blurb, yeah.
Don't you read your own site?
What the hell's the matter with you?
When I do the article.
He writes it and then he goes back and reads it. Oh, how clever. This guy. I really agree with some of his points. Sounds a little arrogant, but, you know.
I was surprised when they said AMC Greenlights 2. Why did we spell 2 TWD in the goddamn title? My God. We need to work on our editing skills.
Hey, none of us are editors, so it's okay to shit on them for their mistakes.
Spinoff of Isle of the Dead. I was like shocked. I was like, Walking Dead's still a thing?
I know, me too, man. I thought it was over when this current last season they split into what, 5 parts or something, that seems like. I don't know. I don't watch it, but
yeah, I'm so behind. I'm like, why is Negan getting his own show? I thought he was the bad guy.
No, he's the hero. He's a hero now. He's been redeemed. He got a redemption arc, apparently.
I wasn't kidding about that in the news thing. I really did stop watching it after they got the flu for like 18 episodes. I was like, I'm done. This is it. I'm out. And I haven't watched it since. It's got to be since 2015, 2016.
I soldiered on and off with it here and there up until, I can't even remember, maybe season 7 or 8 or something.
I'm pretty sure in at least one of the seasons they forgot to have any actual zombies.
Yeah, there's episodes where they didn't have really, or it was like shoehorned in just so you remember it's a horror show.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to watch a show like that, and you know, and I'll tell you why. It's so dumb. Like they'll do even the very first season when they leave the you know, center of disease control or whatever, and they're surrounded by military equipment, tanks, machine gun, anything you'd ever want to defend yourself, and they just drive out with a few shotguns and their pistols, and I look at that and I was like, that's so stupid. How did these people even live to be adults?
Yeah,
you
there's
know,
there's a lot of dumbness in there.
Yeah,
but Rick is too busy calling out for underwater sea life. Coral.
Terrible accent. I don't know how anybody can stand to listen to a southern accent anyway. Fucking terrible.
I'm just waiting for Dune 2. Oh, Turbo Kid, the retro review we did a week ago or so.
Yeah, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
That is a great... Well, it doesn't show the author here. That was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
If you haven't watched it, it's really a fantastic little throwback. Yeah, this, what was the movie made? 2015,
yeah. I think. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, an 80s movie that is set in the far flung future of 1997, you know, and, a post-apocalyptic kind of thing. And I don't know, it's got all the tropes in it, yet somehow it all works. And I'm not even sure how it all works.
Done very earnestly and they pull it off.
Yeah.
And it is so ultra violent. That is one of I love it when
but
you start
cartoonishly
out,
so.
Yeah. And but the gore effects look good.
They do.
You know, it's yeah, it's not like cartoonish gore. That's what I love, that dual, you know, like you get this like, oh, it's almost seems like something key, and then, you know, he fires a laser beam and a guy just explodes and guts.
I don't think they used movie. A lot of CG for that kind of thing.
No, no, that's practical effects.
Yeah.
I guess the laser, of course, is probably, but
yeah, but they made it look like an optical effect from the 80s. That was the great thing about it. It was the worst, worst special effect ever. Which,
and I love Skeletron in that. God, he's so good in that. That guy, his physical acting in that. He doesn't say a word in it, but man, he just is so enjoyable to watch.
And of course, Michael Ironside. You can never go wrong with Michael Ironside in a movie like that. So, you never seen it, Pops? I recommend.
Oh, dude,
Turbo Kid.
Yeah,
check it out.
It's definitely up your alley.
It is a
list.
It is a masterpiece.
So Jesus, I don't know. It's just, sorry guys, it is a slow news week, and I don't think there was a single thing released in theaters this weekend.
And in our typical fashion, we, like 15 minutes before we were supposed to start, we started talking about what we would talk about. So
it was that bad. I mean, you know, it's like, well, let's talk about the Obi-Wan trailer. It's like it was basically a slideshow. There was nothing in there to really sink your teeth into. So, you know, a few things that we have concerns about. Was there even one word of dialogue spoken in it? I don't think so. Maybe one or two, but I didn't. It was mostly voiceover type stuff. Yeah, a lot of how to find and skin a Jedi. Now, when if you're going to go out there and skin your Jedi, you want to make sure that you...
When is it supposed to premiere?
May, I think. May 25th.
May 25th. When is the Marvel...
Star Wars Day.
When is the Marvel show supposed to start back up? The, you know, the Lokis and stuff like that. Not that one, but, you know, the TV series. Do they not have anything on the...
No, they got Moon Knight coming.
Oh, that's right.
I think that's also in May. Yeah, and I'm looking at Moon Knight going.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's interesting.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about it, Greg?
Don't know him. I just don't know the character that well. Only time I've seen him is when he's guest starring in somebody else's stuff.
I think that they're making the mistake of not cluing people into the premise. They're doing the mystery box thing. But too many people are going to go in thinking, oh, well, look at me. I'm a Cockney guy. And that's not his character. That's one of his alters. So.
Yeah, I know he's a... multiple personality thing, but it's not, it's more complicated than just a fractured mind. Like, I think these people are actually real, or at least one or two of them are.
I mean, it's sort of a column A, column B kind of thing, where he has manufactured these identities, but he's also got that psyche going on that he actually believes that they're different people kind of thing.
Yeah, but at least, I mean, because he's got power, so at least one of them is. And that may have created life in these other ones that maybe they would just be mental illness in somebody else. And it's a whole weird thing.
One of the comic book runs, they did away with that or played it down, and he was just like a mercenary, ex-mercenary, and they kind of really played that down for a while. But then I guess they're bringing it back because they thought...
Depends on the writer.
Yeah, I think Chuck Dixon did a little thing about, was talking about the other day. Somebody asked him, he's like, oh, they basically told him, he's like, yeah, wasn't his ideal, but they kind of instructed him, you know, it's like, that's the way they wanted to take it. But I don't know, man, I never was that big of a fan of him. I like Yoda, you know, when he guest appeared in like the Punisher or something, that's about all. I think my brother read it, but I would not call myself a fan.
What would you, what, you know, I've, like, after the Eternals came out, some of these Celestials, and, you know, I know about some of the Marvel galactic type stuff, like the Living Tribunal and some of these different, is there any stories, I don't know how familiar you are with them, Pops, is there any stories you might recommend for something like that? Because I do find it interesting, but I'm like, I don't even know where to start. I mean, do I go back as far as Jack Kirby, or do I...
That's the thing. When it comes to cosmic stuff, I'm more of a DC guy. Like, yeah. I know all about New Gods and all that stuff. I was super excited about them doing New Gods for a minute, and then they announced Ava DuVernay, and then my enthusiasm vanished. And then they canceled it because I guess everyone's enthusiasm vanished. But as far as Marvel Cosmic, never really got into it.
Never got into it. Yeah, I'm not. I know more about the DC Cosmic myself. You know, the New Gods and the Source Wall. I always thought that was an interesting idea. And
fun times.
Yeah. But yeah, I wish they would start up. I wish Tim and those guys would get up off their asses and do some more, extend out the DCAU. They were the original MCU. They were doing it better than the MCU was back in the day. It was all animated, but you know, you start out with Batman the Animated Series, then you got Superman the Animated Series, and then you had Batman Beyond. And then Static Shock kind of was related into that.
Sort of, yeah.
And then there was one with, I forget the name of it, but it was a robot that was on the run with a girl.
The Zeta Project.
Zeta Project. But I think that was tied into the same universe. And then, of course, you had Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, which, all, especially, well, all of them kind of, you know, sowed seeds that would play out in later episodes. And I don't know, I feel like that has been the best, most
fully realized.
Yeah, fully realized, but also the most, God, I'm so old. But it felt more like the actual comics than any other thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
Faithful adaptation. Faithful,
thank you. It's the most faithful versions of the DC comics has ever been put on. It kind of strips them down to their essence in a lot of ways, but they tell these stories really well, and they have the characters down pat. The costumes are good and all that. They don't change them too much, but they get into some really interesting ideas, you know, too much power of the Justice League and what they can and can't do. And then they brought in every obscure character. I mean, when you had the Crimson Avenger in there at one point, I mean, like they were bringing in every Easter egg person they could. I think you even saw Johnny Thunder in a background in there at one point. So
hold on to those rights.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was good with it. You know, it never felt forced, and it was all they had some good stories. It was all a lot of fun. I wish they would, you know, do that universe some more.
From what I understand, they're sort of dipping their toes back into that because they're doing a new Batman series, and it's sort of based on the style of animated series. And it's
I heard that.
Like Bruce Timm and all those guys. But I think it's its own thing.
They did do one recently. It was the Batman and Harley Quinn.
Oh, nothing to do with that. No,
this is no. Yeah,
no, that one was actually a DCAU.
Yeah.
No, it was. It was canon, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
It wasn't great. That's yeah, serious. I wasn't that impressed with it. Although, I don't know. It was kind of entertaining as a lighthearted adventure.
If it was supposed to be DCAU, why didn't they bring in Arlene Sorkin to play Harley Quinn?
That was irritating as hell.
She had the worst voice.
That was the girl from Melissa Rauch from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Who is a fine, I mean, I don't have a problem with her particular. She just, it was jarring as hers. Definitely bring in Arlene Sorkin. She was the best Harley. Still. Although.
You don't like looking at what's her names.
Maybe she read the script and she's like, I don't want to be in this. And I'm fighting in the Batmobile? What?
Yeah. She's having sex with Nightwing. You know, it's like, why did you have to do all this? I was irritated by that. But on the other hand, going to the villains bar where everybody's just hanging out and they had karaoke. I kind of dug that. I say the villains bar. It was more like the villains henchman bar.
I think I checked out mentally at that scene. There's like, there are way too many musical numbers all at once.
Yeah, there were, but I don't know. I dug that part of it. Maybe just me. I'll cop to that. We all have our weird tastes. But yeah, I miss the DCAU, and I think they did what the MCU did later. Oh. So I wish I would like to see that back again. All right. Well, I think we managed to fill up almost an hour and 45.
Yeah, we've got nobody watching us anymore.
I don't blame them.
Literally.
I honestly do not blame them.
We're entertaining ourselves at this point.
Yeah, so I don't care.
I don't care.
It's just nice to have a Sunday without George around, you know?
Yeah, that limey bastard. Is that racist?
No, I don't think so. He's
same
white.
Same race, yeah.
Yeah, he's white.
All right, well, thank you very much for watching. I just went Frankenberry there for a second. Thank you very much for watching. This has been Last Movie Outpost live stream, or dead stream, as I think would be more appropriate for this one. But that's okay. Hopefully some new movies will come out. We'll have more to talk about. Sean will do his homework before he actually gets on the stream from now on. Actually do
maybe
an ounce of preparation, you lousy bastard. And
no promises.
We'll definitely see you on the next stream. Remember, we are lastmovieoutpost.com. You can reach us at contact@lastmovieoutpost.com. I am at DrunkenYoda1 on Twitter. And, of course, we are at Movie Outpost on Twitter as well. And we will always have fresh news stories coming at you because we are the cool news now. Okay, so anything else? Any last words there, Sean?
Tune in next week for a better show, I hope.
Oh, it would kind of have to be. Pops, thanks for joining us. I know it's always a pleasure to have you on, and you know, don't be a stranger.
I'll try and get my microphone game on next time.
Yeah, the preparation, it's awesome.
Follow the P's. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
You know, I give you guys shit. It's like, but every week I can't seem to get things working properly, even though I go through, I have everything ready to go, and it still breaks. So it the gods are against us, even the new gods. All right, then. Thank you very much. And Outposters, we will see you on the next stream.